877-764-2535. Chaz and AJ in the morning. I don't know who that was. Was that that wasn't Emily?
No,
that
was, no, wasn't me.
Sunday.
Is this Scott?
Sunday.
Yes. Who's this?
Chaz.
Hi, Chaz.
Hi.
I'm calling to vent because it's that time of year for corn on the cob.
Okay.
And I cannot stand when I'm in the grocery store and people are standing there peeling it open to see if they like how it looks.
Oh, yeah.
It's corn.
Yeah, premature shucking. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and then no one else can buy it. I stand there and stare at people. They just look at me and keep doing it. So, I mean, to me, that's like stealing. Do I open a package of steak to see if it looks fatty or on the other side of it?
You don't?
Right.
I do.
It just annoys the piss out of me.
It annoys the hell out of you. Yes.
I can
hear it. Yes.
Damn shuckers.
Don't.
I don't mean shuckers.
Yeah. Corn shuckers.
Yes.
Don't shut
well,
that
out. My petty pet peeve.
That's good.
No,
that's
a good petty one. Pet peeve.
I think you may have just come up with the name of this.
Petty
great
pet peeves.
Nice.
Petty pet peeves.
I love it.
I like that.
Come on, write
Thank
it down.
You.
Damn it.
I'm writing it right down.
Petty pet peeves.
Okay.
All right. That's what we're doing right now. We're doing petty pet peeves.
Yes.
Love it.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Hey, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Don't disrespect the produce.
Oh, yeah.
Right, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Exactly.
You're not the host of a cooking show.
Right, yes.
Like, you know, come on, knock it off.
Do the best we
can. Yeah, you know what happened? They see one person do it on TikTok. It's like, oh, well, this is what I need to do now to the corn.
Yeah.
No, you're ruining this.
You are.
Produce. It's like you're just basically throwing it all in the trash.
Yeah, hands off my ears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Petty pet peeves.
Yeah. There's always someone that's spending way too much time with the produce.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I just grab a quick look and in the cart.
The only one that I really want to make sure I get right is the avocado. Mm. I don't want to waste it.
Do you sit there and tap the melons?
Shake it.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking for soft spots, I guess, and then I'm moving on with my life.
Yeah, I do the same with tomatoes.
Yeah.
It's important to me to have a real firm tomato because, you know.
Yeah.
I like pick up and down the bags of lettuce at Trader Joe's, like the spinach, because sometimes they're very sad and like, you know, gross. But I'm not
find
like
the brown
opening
ones.
Them. I'm not like, oh, let's see what this one looks like.
I like seeing the banana fits my
petty
mouth.
Petty pet peeve.
Wow.
Hello. Hotline.
Hey, good morning.
Uh-oh.
Morning.
It's my wife.
Uh-oh. Look busy.
Remember, was it yesterday at this time?
Yeah.
I was,
yes.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. We were not on speaking terms is what you said.
So how are you?
Are you speaking to me or the whole group?
No, I'm speaking to you and everybody.
Uh-oh.
I love you. Hon, can I say something that's happening to me right now? And I'm trying to not get annoyed.
Okay.
So I'm in a two-lane road right now. And there's multiple lights as you progress your way down the road. And I'm getting every red light. And there's this guy that's next to me in a pretty quick car. And I could see he's like trying to like jump the light and like kind of like race me every time the light turns green. Now, he can't see me. My windows are tinted pretty dark.
Yeah.
But it's just, I just want to do something. I haven't, you know, erected a certain finger. I have done nothing. But I really
How's
want
he gonna
to
see the finger. Oh, you have to put the window down.
Yeah,
roll
course,
it down.
Yeah, right.
Stick the finger out the window. Woo!
Or sunroof, you got one.
Right. Yes, I do. But Chaz always tells me don't give people the finger, so I'm trying not to. However, he's really annoying me, and he just keeps like putting his car in neutral and revving it at the light. I'm like, buddy, come on. I'm just trying to go to work.
Nah, you know, we've done too many stories here on the air where those things turn ugly. It's just
Yeah. Yeah,
so I'll stand the finger behind the dark window.
Right.
I thought you were going to call me in, and then when you
no,
and then I thought maybe you're going to talk about the backsplash,
right?
Oh well, that's something I think that you should explain. However, if you want me to comment on yesterday, when you were mentioning the story about me with the cats, I don't think it was really, very accurate the way that you set it up. But that's just my opinion.
It sounds like you're tap dancing around your feelings.
Can one do that?
Like I'm being too nice to you.
Yes, on the air. Act like we're not on the air. Talk to me like we're not on the air. Let's see how this goes.
Dump button.
Worried about the cats, and then you talk to me like I'm completely stupid. You're like, I was worried about them with the smell of the floor stuff.
Of course.
I was very worried.
We're having a kitchen redone, and that turned into all the hardwood floors are being redone to match the new floors we're putting in.
Yeah.
Then when you put that stuff down, there's an odor to it, but it's water-based. It goes away in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
We got through coat one. It was fine. It was a little tough, but we all got through it. And then coat two was coming. And, you know, we're at the end of this long 5-6 week thing.
Yeah.
We've been living out of boxes in the garage bays. We're living out of that.
It's
been
driveway. Yep.
The whole thing.
Yes.
So, and then she was brutally sick last week. So we have one tough night to go.
Right.
Of, you know, 25 difficult nights. And she pops the gasket.
Right.
It was after a cold.
Yeah.
She was down with the flu. Right. It was, but the house is in disarray, construction noise, dust, everything.
Cats.
And the smell was burning my lungs. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. We're going to be all going to be dead next to each other on the floor.
She was due a popping of the gasket.
Right.
It's what we say with the bus driver. When you see the end in sight, it's like, I'm done already.
Right, I can't do it.
I can't do it. I was like, I can't handle anymore. I can't sleep in this tonight. The smell is too much. I can't handle it.
But you looked at me.
I'm afraid the cats are going to die.
Tears in your eyes. You're like, I'm afraid the cats won't make it through the night.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
They're fine, but one sounds like Tommy Chong now. Meow, man. Hey,
come on,
man.
Now, wouldn't you worry about your cats or your pets? Right. You have to worry.
Oh, yeah,
of course. You know, they don't have thumbs. They can't let themselves out of the bedroom.
There are people who do this all day, every day. They put down floors all day, every day. Yep. They're alive. They're walking around. They're fine.
Do they put down animals?
It's a slight inconvenience.
But they're not little baby pets. Right. The little cats have little lungs.
It's a whole different wing of the house.
Little teeny cat
little
lungs.
Little teeny tiny lungs.
Yeah, they're little baby lungs.
Yeah, I knew how this was going
to
go.
Why is a cat stuck to the floor?
I know. I listened yesterday. I was on Jennifer's side.
I know you were. You didn't even have to tell me that.
The cat is stuck to the floor like a no pet strip. Hey!
And then I said to Chaz, I said, well, if we don't sleep here tonight, I said, maybe we should leave a door cracked just so we'll have a little ventilation in the room. And he's like, oh, my God, the door's got to stay closed. That wouldn't be safe. And I'm like, oh,
yeah, let's have a fox come in and eat them. That would be way better. Let's have a fox or a raccoon come in and eat the cats.
Or like the pollen's coming in and then they sneeze and she's like, see, something's wrong.
Exactly.
We have to go to the vet.
Exactly.
You should get a canary. If the canary dies, get out of the room.
He can't breathe.
But all of this converged.
My voice that bad? I know it is.
It all converged. And then there was just this like.
Just playing the medication. I do.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm glad we talked this out.
That's right. It's petty pet peeves.
Yes.
Petty pet peeves.
Petty pet peeves. All right. Don't give the guy the finger.
Yeah, just drag race him.
I didn't.
All right.
Just in my mind again. Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Hey, love you guys. Bye.
Just floor it.
I have another petty pet peeve. I know we're spending a lot of time on me here, but I'm, you know, I walk through life with petty pet peeves.
Right.
This one was making your eye twitch earlier.
Yeah.
So I sent this text pictures out to the crew because I just wanted to make sure I'm seeing something, you know,
right.
That's there.
Yeah.
And they all kind of confirmed that it could be lighting, it could be whatever, but there is, I got the backsplash done yesterday.
Yeah.
Doesn't look good.
It looks like something I would have done. And that's not good.
No. And here's the thing. The tile is like tumbled and has rough edges. So it's kind of hard to tell. Are these lines straight or not?
Yeah.
And then there's different tones in the tile. And this guy here, this is what here's where it started. This guy was on the phone. He wouldn't stop talking.
Oh.
And he did this little section. I'm walking around. I'm doing stuff. Like 2 hours later, I come back and it's just a little bit more and he's on the phone. I'm like, dude, focus.
Yeah.
And then I could see like, wow, this isn't art. This isn't an Italian or Portuguese guy doing this tile. This is like, what? You got to get off the phone.
Yeah.
Like you can't, you know, if you're Picasso, fine. You can talk on the phone.
Don't multitask. Yeah.
You're not Picasso.
No, you don't want Picasso. Picasso has all the weird things.
Yeah.
You want Rembrandt.
But I could see, I'm like, oh, I don't think this is going well.
That corner looks rough.
Jennifer said it looks fine. Yeah. She's a straight line person.
Right.
But you're looking at it now,
that
right?
That one corner looks rough.
Yeah,
the corner.
Yeah, I mean, the line's going straight across, along the longer parts look okay.
It's level.
That corner looks rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to fix that.
No, we got to, can we pop that now and before it's grouted?
Yes, I do not know.
Well, I'm going to talk to the guy today.
Hopefully for free.
Right.
Well, yeah, I don't want to pay additional.
Yeah, they better they better do that for you,
right? You put a tall vase right in that corner.
Well, that's one of the things I said last night. I said we could just put a bunch of stuff on the counter.
Put the microwave caddy corner right there.
You're also a little bread pantry.
Right.
Everyone sees it, though, right?
Yeah.
The corner, I see.
There's something wrong.
The corner, I see, yes. The corner's
wrong. The corner's definitely...
Something's wrong there, yeah.
Brother.
Right. I noticed the coloring. So, the tiles all have slightly different tones, and he lined a bunch of them up in a row.
Yeah.
Which I think really, that one, that stands out to me more than the corner.
And here's the kicker.
He has a kicker.
So, I'm talking to the boss, who speaks English and whatever this guy's language is.
Okay.
And then that guy who did the tile doesn't speak English. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling the boss, hey, he's got to mix these tiles up. He's like, oh, well, they're mixed in the boxes, so it's fine. And I'm like, well, no, you have to.
There's different
you
dialogues.
Have to kind of plan this thing.
Yeah.
You have to kind of look at what's going where. The guy's on the goddamn phone.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He's not paying attention. He's listening. He's having a conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was he holding the phone or did he have headphones?
Yeah, he had the
earbuds.
Earbuds.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
He's saying, how do I do this again?
Yeah.
That'd be awful.
Yeah.
He's holding the phone.
Right.
Right. Yeah. One hand doing the tile.
Yeah.
One hand.
You got one person saying, corners are bad, Chaz.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something.
And they have Italian last name, by the way. Yeah.
we posted it where on Facebook.
Yes,
Chaz and AJ Facebook. All right, petty pet peeves. So we can complain and not feel like we realize it's not important.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's bothering me.
Exactly.
877-764-2535. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Sean in Hempstead.
Good morning, Hempstead.
What?
How are you guys this morning?
Good, thank you.
I literally had a pet peeve, and it just happened to me like a minute ago as that song was playing.
Oh,
talk about irritating.
Okay.
Driving to work, and here's, I'll call him Joe Homeowner, mowing his lawn, and he's got to blow the grass all across the road.
Oh, yeah.
All across the street.
Yeah, and that's supposed to do that.
It drives me insane.
Yeah.
It's even worse in the fall when they think that all the leaves will blow over to the neighbor's yard.
Yeah, exactly.
I am with you.
Yeah.
100%.
And they do with the snow, too, when they're clearing their driveway.
Everything goes out to the street.
Yeah.
It's their wasteland.
Yeah, now it's my problem. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And not only is it dangerous, it's just, come on, give me a break.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Right.
Yeah, and the grass is like, it really is nothing.
Yeah.
But there's something about it. It's a petty pet peeve.
Right.
It's like, why are you blowing it out here?
Exactly. Just blow it towards your lawn. It'll integrate with the rest of the grass.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's like fertilizer. It'll work.
Yeah.
Yes, but that's how it's done.
Yeah, exactly.
I could hear myself
in
the background.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Good morning.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
That's a petty pet peeve.
Yes, it is.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Yep,
those little things.
Those little annoyances. Yeah. Right.
At least stop the machine when I'm driving by. Like, I don't want to hear all the pebbles in your lawn hitting the side of my car because you're unwilling to change what you're doing.
Yeah, especially when you're blowing.
Yeah. Just stop.
Where you have the mowing deck going in that direction.
Right. Yeah, I get that it's annoying. I've been out there trying to shovel the end of my driveway when people are driving by. You got to stop for a minute.
Got to stop.
Please.
With your mowing or blowing.
Yep.
Dean in Brookfield.
Morning, everybody. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good, thanks.
Oh, my God. I couldn't agree more with the lawn clippings and the rocks. That's one of my pieces. But the one I'm talking about this morning, nobody yields anymore.
No, they don't.
Big giant upside down red triangle. Mm. People just pretend it's not there, just cruising right by, and expecting you to yield. That's one of my biggest ones.
There's one on a highway near my house. There's an entrance ramp, and it's a blind entrance ramp. I mean,
yes,
and they put a stop sign there.
They did, yeah.
Because you just can't, even yield here. You got to stop and
look.
You have to look.
And people just drive right on the highway. I would love drone footage of this area because, probably 30 times a day you'll see just almost a NASCAR wipeout.
Yeah, locking the brakes.
Just everyone's,
there's a traffic circle on exit 8 in Danbury that Nobody yields in that traffic circle whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's like Big Ben Parliament over there.
You got to work. Yeah, you got to work together here.
Mm. You got to work. Oh, nobody does. They don't care. And red lights, nobody stops at red lights anymore.
Those are optional now. Yeah.
Option. Okay, I'm that person.
Oh.
Red lights. At 4 a.m, I'll roll.
Four in the morning.
I act like it's a stop sign.
Yeah, 4 a.m.
I think it's the most ridiculous thing is to stop and wait 3 minutes at a light, and there's no one in town.
Yeah.
The whole town's asleep.
I can agree with that. That's different, though.
Yeah, but during the day,
I'm talking the middle of the day. Oh. In Danbury, oh, my God. You know, road, you don't like red lights.
You know what, 34 and was it?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever it is. The light turned green for me, and there's still five cars going through the intersection.
That's the thing.
Yep.
Three.
Yep.
What's the number that's acceptable when they're still coming? Three seems fine. One is like, hey, come on, I'm right here.
Yeah.
Two is like, I just made it. Three is like, all right, I'm pushing it.
This was five.
Five or six. Five. Like the sixth person needs a grenade.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know,
traffic.
I was getting ready to go.
Like there should be a some kind of a missile system on top of the light,
right?
And the sixth car, boom,
right, obliterated.
It's just ashes and twisted metal,
right?
And everyone will know. Oh, they set one of those up here.
Right,
it better be good.
Right, as an example of this, yes.
All right, thank you, man.
You got it.
John, Middle Island, grass clippings. What's your take?
My name is Doug from Middle Island.
What?
Okay, Doug. Sorry.
I don't. Hey, Chaz and AJ, I've been listening to you guys for years.
Thank you.
AJ, you went to school. My brother, War Melville High School.
What school?
Wow.
War Melville, really?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. My brother graduated in 76. I think he wore what, 77?
I was 1980.
1980, wow.
Yeah.
So
he probably went to school with my sister. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about Long Island.
Yeah.
Like the guy was just talking. I blow everything on my lawn and rocks, pebbles. And you know when the winter time's over here, they sand the roads like crazy in the town of Brookhaven?
Yeah.
I don't blow it on the street. I blow it right back on my lawn. I pick it up.
These exactly.
People blow everything in the road.
Mm, yep. So you do the right thing.
AJ, we love you. We love you guys.
Thank you, brother.
You love me more.
Thank you.
Thank God for coming on 94.3.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
You too.
What'd you say?
I said, you too. Thank you.
No, that's not really what he went.
I said, yeah, you too.
He said a lot of words, but he just made sounds instead.
I too. Right.
It's like, jeet yet.
Right.
Did you eat yet? Because jeet yet.
Jeet yet.
Jeet yet.
Jeet yet.
You want to?
Mike on the road.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, you too.
Good morning to you, sir.
Hey, so Chaz. I would absolutely go after him for a refund for that whole job, because for the years of experience that I have doing tile work, you never end two cuts in the same corner and or on the same run.
Mm.
So he could have easily spaced out the grout lines and made up that difference throughout the run. Or if he started in the corner correctly, he could have had just the cuts on the end.
Where were you?
This is all tile speak.
What I was looking for. My tile guy just had surgery. He's done for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So like now I'm out floating around trying to find someone.
Right.
It's the first time this guy's done a job for me. And he was like a quarter away and I'm like, getting screwed.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Well, can I pop those? Do I have to cut the sheetrock out?
So here's the other thing that I was going to say. If he did a job like that in the corner, who knows if those tiles are actually attached to the wall correctly?
Uh-oh.
So do you think I could pop them out and redo it, or do I have to cut the sheetrock?
Well, I don't think you're going to have to cut the sheetrock, but, I mean, again, I wasn't there to see the start of it, so I don't know what's behind there.
I don't want to bore everyone with my problems. Phil took down your number, and I'll give you a call later. But if you want to laugh at my expense, like go to the Chaz and AJ Facebook page and look at this tile job that I had done.
Put a laugh emoji.
I saw it.
Yeah, I did.
I looked at it.
It looked like someone sneezed tile onto the backsplash.
Right, because we're tight.
a giant sneezed and the backsplash tile just flew up against
it's
and
very
stuck
abstract,
to the wall.
Yeah.
It's like Home Depot let some kids do it. They're like, hey, kids, want to do Chaz's house?
All right, Mike, thank you, brother. You know what's hard about this is that it's at the end.
Yeah.
We're like, we're
the finish line's
getting
in
back
sight.
To life.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, do we want to go through another 2 weeks of now we're going to cut this all out?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. But what are you going to do? It's petty pet peeves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get a lot of large appliances.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.